All right, so we have a little shift in the presentations. The next presenter is going to be Bill Yaskis, talking about Smart Sensor Array in Georgia.
Okay. Good morning, and thank you for attending the presentation. My name is Bill Yaskis, and I'm postdoctoral researcher at the University of Georgia. Last year at this meeting, I presented the University of Georgia Smart Sensor Array for scheduling irrigation. This year, I'm going to talk about new developments that we made on this project. First of all, let me present the sponsors who support our project and the website of Dr. Velidis. So if you visit the website www.velidis.org, you are going to be informed about the Velidis Research Group projects. The main problem in cotton production is the field variability. As you can see, these two pictures were taken at the same day, at the same field, but from different at different locations. And as you can see, the height variability is obvious. In order to manage the field variability, we can use precision irrigation. Water has been proved to be a very important crop input for agriculture, and for this reason we have to use it efficiently. Also, as you know, many countries set very strict regulations about the agricultural water use, and every year the water use, the irrigation, is becoming more expensive. The solution to this problem is the UGA SSA, which stands for the University of Georgia Smart Sensor Array. This system is designed to enable dynamic variable rate irrigation. It generates prescription maps based on the soil moisture data, and it uses high density of sensors. At this picture, you can see the management zones that we delineated based on the aerial images and soil data, with yellow spots are presenting the sensor nodes, and at the middle, the white spot represents the base station. The system uses wireless technology. It's very energy efficient, and it's affordable. Also, the maintenance is very cheap, and it's very easy to remove and to install the sensors in the field. At the left-hand side picture, you can see one sensor node. It consists of three watermark sensors, which are placed in different depths. Usually, we place them at 8 inches, 16 inches, and 24 inches. Also, the system has thermocouples in order to measure the soil temperature and the canopy temperature of the plants, and also it has electronics which are protected in this white box and a flexible antenna. On the right hand side picture, you can see a sensor node installed in the cotton field, and here is another sensor node installed in a corn field. Also, at this point, I have to mention that the antenna is very flexible, which allows the vehicles to pass over the sensors. And this is very important because all the other commercial products, they don't allow the vehicles to pass over the sensors. Usually, the sensor nodes are in sleep mode. This means that they don't consume power, and but every hour the base station sends signal to the sensor nodes to wake up and to take measurements. So when the sensor nodes wake up, they take a measurement and they send the measurements to the other sensor nodes. By this way, we are sure that the signal from all the sensor nodes are going to reach the final destination, which is the base station. The base station, when it receives the data, creates a file with information such as the node number, the battery volts, the soil water tension, and the temperature of the soil and from the boards. After that, the base station sends all this file to a server through a cellular modem. This is the first part of our project. The second part is a website. Every farmer who participates at this project has his own credentials to log in to the website and to see the soil moisture data in real time. This is the second view of the website, and as you can see, it presents the fields that we use, that participated in 2014. And in 2014, we had 23 fields in our project, and this helped us to evaluate better our system. As I told you, the website, the role of the website is to present the soil moisture data and to make irrigation recommendations. This is the first view of the data representation. This view uses the irrigation management zones that we delineated through aerial images and soil data. And also, at the location of each sensor node, we put a gauge. Each gauge shows an average, a weighted average of the sensor measurements of the three depths. And for background colors, we used the blue color, which ranges from 0 kilopascals to 50 kilopascals, a yellow color, which ranges from 50 to 100 kilopascals, and the red, which ranges from 100 kilopascals to 200 kilopascals. At this example, the rain gauge shows that the soil water tension of at the location where the node number one is located is 17.86 kilopascals, and the farmer has not to irrigate. Another example here, it says that the soil water tension at node number 10 is 140.74, and the farmer should irrigate as soon as possible in order to avoid the water stress of the plants. This is the second view of the data representation, and we used graphs. The background colors of the graphs are the same as the previous view, and each graph uses three lines. The blue line represents the soil water tension at 8 inches. The red line represents the soil water tension at 16 inches, and the blue and the black at the 24 inches. The purpose of using this slide is also to show that the soil moisture variability within a field is very high. You can see the pattern of every graph is completely different than the others. And for example, here at node number 9, at this zone, the farmers should not irrigate. But at this area, at node number 10, the farmers should irrigate. This example is from 2014, and these graphs are from an experiment in 2013. Also here, the soil moisture variability is obvious. And this is the third view of the website, and it shows the irrigation recommendations that we made. In order to calculate the water allocations, the correct water allocations, we used Wagenuchten model, and Dr. Xi Liang is going to make a presentation after my presentation, and she's going to explain more about this model. The interesting thing about this view is the dynamic legend. If the farmer selects, for example, here, the zone number 3, the respective zones are highlighted on the map. And at this example, it says that the zone number 3 should be irrigated with 1.19 inches if the root zone is from 0 to 15 inches. But if the root zone is bigger than this, we have to use 1.69 inches of water. Also, a very good job has done with from Emily Christ and IBM. They created the models in order to forecast the precipitations. Also, Emily Christ made a presentation yesterday about her model. And for 2015, we are planning to use the weather forecast and to use models for predicting the precipitations. Also, we are planning to inform the farmers automatically about the irrigation recommendations through emails and or SMS, and to export the prescription maps in a ready-to-use format, so the farmers could easily upload the map on the pivot controller and to irrigate. Also, I would like to mention that the University of Georgia signed a license agreement with First Water Ag Company, and the details, the contract details are here. And there will be limited availability of sensing systems to researchers. So if you are interested, you can contact with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We got time for a question or two.
Yes? Okay, in order to ask you to answer the first question is, we use aerial images and soil data in order to create to delineate management zones, and we put according to the soil variability, we select a different number of sensor nodes. For example, if the variability in the field is very high, we put not more than 10 sensors in order to be very accurate. And can you tell me again the second question?
You had more than one sensor per
man. Yes, yes. We use this in order to make sure that, because, okay, we don't know if the irrigation management zones are correct. And for this reason, we use many sensor nodes in the same zones, just to be sure that the irrigation management zones are correct for this season. Okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much.